Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. It is a distinct privilege and real pleasure to have with us a man who is bringing a lot of intelligence to bear on these questions of national security, foreign policy, and homeland security. In fact, he has responsibilities in basically all of those areas. As a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, he serves, in fact, as its vice chairman of the Subcommittee for Europe, Eurasia, and Emerging Threats. He is also a member of the Homeland Security Committee and the Committee on the Judiciary, a man of many parts. He is Congressman Tom Marino. He represents with great distinction the people of the 10th District of Pennsylvania and is always welcome here. Congressman, I know we're catching you on a district work period, also known as a recess, I guess, in some quarters. Welcome. Thank you for taking the time to join us.
It's my pleasure. Let me add, I also am vice president of the NATO Parliamentary Assembly, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, where we meet six times a year around the world, and I talk with the other 27 NATO parliamentarians on anything from budget, military, to policy.
We could spend the whole time talking about your credentials, but let's talk a little bit about what you're doing and what you're concerned about in the Congress. I guess maybe to start with Iran, you were very, very active in cross-examining the administration's team, notably Secretary of State Kerry, when they appeared before the Foreign Affairs Committee. What was your takeaway, Congressman, with regard to this Iran deal? Did they allay any of the concerns you previously had expressed?
No, what they did was certainly reinforce the fact that this is a giveaway. Obama and Kerry cannot answer the important questions concerning what's going to happen. Is this going to make America and American citizens safer? They stick to a script, and this administration either does not know anything about foreign policy or doesn't care about foreign policy.
Or worse, it seems to be kind of realigning our foreign policy. Some have gone so far as to call this deal kind of a new alliance with Iran, where we're providing them with, you know, billions of dollars and aligning ourselves with empowering and improving their nuclear program and even protecting it. These are indeed troubling developments, to say the least.
Well, I think, first of all, Obama makes Chamberlain look like Rambo. And when it gets down to it, I question his approach. I think he is saying to the rest of the world, you know, America isn't as great as we think we are, and if we all hold hands and sing Kumbaya, everything will be fine. People don't realize the damage that this president has caused this country, and they will not realize it until the next couple of years, and the next president, whoever that individual is going to be, is going to have their hands full.
For sure, and may in fact face a nuclear-armed Iran, much as we now face a nuclear-armed North Korea after a previous Democratic president tried to negotiate with them. Congressman, one of the things I was hearing this morning, one of your colleagues, Adam Schiff, the ranking member of the Intelligence Committee, making the claim that he's persuaded that the president has in fact successfully closed off all of the routes for Iran to get a nuclear weapon, at least for the decade or more that this deal covers. Is that your estimation? Is that something that stands up to scrutiny as you see it?
No, it doesn't. He's just falling rank. And I've discussed with several of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle about how they feel. And they say personally they hate this, but they have to follow rank and support the president. I was just in France and met with advisors in Europe who were part of this. And many of them do not like this deal. As a matter of fact, they're very concerned about it. But the president has looked to countries like Germany and France who have a stake in this because this all goes back to Russia, really. Russia and China want to see, they will support anything that hinders the United States and even could pose a danger to the U.S. power. So Germany is supporting this because they need the gas from Russia. France wants to sell Iran weapons, and so does Russia. So these strange bedfellows in this situation. But I know a litany of things that Kerry wouldn't even think about answering because he doesn't have an answer. And one of the things I wanted to start with, there was not one moment of discussion with Iran concerning their ability to continue to develop in nuclear energy about the U.S. prisoners that are in their custody. So if we're, the president's going to trade Bergdahl for five, to let five terrorists go, and doesn't take the steps to address the prisoners, the U.S. prisoners that are in Iran now, that should say it all.
It's obscene, really. But let me ask about one other aspect. And again, we're talking with Congressman Tom Marino of Pennsylvania, a member of the House Homeland Security Committee, including serving on its subcommittee on cybersecurity, infrastructure protection, and security technologies. And Congressman, one place where there's a real nexus between concerns we both have about this Iran deal and that other portfolio of yours is that the Iranians have made no secret of their desire to bring about a world without America, and seemingly have put in place just about all of the capabilities they need to attack our electric grid. In fact, one of your other colleagues, Congressman Trent Franks, has pointed out that in a doctrinal statement recently, they have referred to the use of electromagnetic pulse in more than 20 different places. What is your reading on that vulnerability and the possibility that the Iranians may be seeking to exploit it?
I have no doubt about it. Trent is the guy that I talk to frequently about this. He knows what's going on. And if you look just over the last couple of years concerning EMP, it first started out as just some type of theory, but now there are bona fide, serious scientists taking a look at this and saying this is a real possibility. Look what we've done just in the United States in the last 239 years of what we developed. And in the last 10 years, look in the electronics age, how we've come to where we're at today. And within the next 20 years, I'm reading science magazines that say we're just going to be blown away as to what we see being developed, not only for peaceful use, but also for not-so-peaceful use. So, look, if we can put a man on the moon and we can transplant a heart, somebody can come up with an idea on how to shut down our electrical grid. And the information that I've gleaned from reading this is a small nuclear weapon could be sent off a ship off our East Coast. And just because of the natural makeup of the nuclear weapons, they could shut down our electrical grid for as much as a year, and people have to understand what that is. Just think what it's like. I'm sure everyone has experienced a thunderstorm, a lightning storm, and it's hit an electrical pole or an energy area that sends electricity out to places like where I live in the country, and that being down for a year. The seriousness of it is there's no heat, there's no light, no food. This could be a real catastrophe, and I think the Iranians will do everything they possibly can to come up with some way to try and destroy the United States.
Let me ask you very quickly, and we've only got about a minute left, Congressman Tom Marino. Yesterday, the president announced that he was going to try to further restrict our use of coal. Coal, as you know, is one of the most resilient components of our electric grid. Is this advisable at a time when we're already worried about its vulnerability?
Once again, it's a president who really has had no hard-working experience in his life. He's been kept by the government his entire life, but this is serious. There are coal mines in my district. There are electric power plants who generate electricity with coal, and it's such a vital part of our economy. And here's something else to think about. A noted scientist just recently said, and he brought the fact that if North America stopped using all fossil fuels, it would have virtually no effect on the environment because of what China, India, Pakistan, places like that do. And let's look at it from an economic standpoint. Coal in the United States, extra coal mining, creates more jobs and more revenue than the automobile manufacturing segment in this country.
An impressive point that seemed to be overlooked by the president, I think. Congressman Tom Marino, thank you very much for your service in all of these areas, Foreign Affairs Committee, the Homeland Security Committee, and the Judiciary. I hope we'll have a chance to talk with you more about what's going on in the Judiciary in the future. But in the meantime, keep up your great work there and come back to us soon. Thank you, sir. Next up, Bishop E.W. Jackson on what President Obama is doing rewriting the oath of citizenship. That and more straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.